The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services
at 800-600-8192. That's 800-600-8192. 800-600-8192.
The focus on the media, it might be entertaining, might make you feel good, but man, it's not really leading to a lot, is it? I mean,
no.
We don't have anything done yet. Really, the only thing you can point to that's actually been done, Supreme Court, give me that for sure. But again, that was something that was not, it's not legislation. And number two, the Congressional Review Act stuff that they did, where they pulled back some of Obama's late-term regulations. Those are positive moves, and I like those moves. But still, outside of that, I mean, we're getting, you know, it's June. We have nothing so far. We have no legislation, no significant legislation. Many of it not even proposed. We still don't even have a proposal on taxes yet. We don't have a proposal yet. I mean,
and we don't know anything about the health care bill. And, you know, there's a lot of things that have just not happened that they promised, which is why Paul Ryan, as Speaker of the House, has an approval rating of 25%. In Wisconsin. So things are not going well for him. And an Army veteran and union iron worker, Randy Bryce, has announced he's going to challenge Ryan as a Democrat. And apparently he's put together a pretty good campaign ad. And here's a look at it.
And Paul Ryan, come up and say a few words. Congratulations on a job well done.
This is repealing and replacing Obamacare. Everybody doesn't get what they want.
It's a very painful condition. It's like hot knives going through, and you can't talk, you can't swallow. It's terrible. I'm gonna cry. I'm on 20 drugs, and if I don't take the one that costs them thousands of dollars, I don't know what would happen. You have to give me a bear hug.
My mom is probably the most important person in my life. She was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. There's no doubt in my mind that there are thousands of people like her that don't have what she has. The system is extremely flawed. I work every day so that me and my son have insurance. I've been an iron worker for 20 years. I work hard, and I earn every penny that I make. And I know everybody that I work with is the same way. And I've spent my entire life in southeastern Wisconsin. I can see what people need. I could do so much more, and I will do so much more, taking my voice, taking our voice, and what we need to Washington, D.C. I decided to run for office because not everybody's seated at the table. And it's time to make a bigger table. I'm the best person to represent this district because I'm a working person. If somebody falls behind, we're so much stronger if we carry them with us. That's the way I was raised. We look out for each other. I think it's time, let's trade places. Paul Ryan, you can come work the iron, and I'll go to DC. We can do so much better together as a community. And our future depends on it.
Randy Bryce, fat guy for Congress.
Yes. Jeffy, you want to run?
Good luck, Randy.
Brother. So, kind of interesting. It's another one of those, you need to pay for other people's stuff. I'm sorry. We're going to take more money from you so you can pay for other people.
Objectively, if carrying someone does not make you stronger...
It makes your burden a lot more heavy.
Maybe in a weightlifting sense. if you do it enough and you're working a workout, maybe it does in the long run. I don't know.
Since when does the government carry people? You know, it's one thing to, and I, I can't for the life of me understand why why Republicans cannot articulate this. It's not up to the government to carry these people. It's to their family. It's up to their church group. It's up to their friends. It's up to their neighbors. It's up to each of us to carry those people who need some extra help. It's up to an individual, not a government. The government isn't in business to do that.
Yeah.
You can't steal money from everybody else and then redistribute that wealth to somebody else. It's not right.
Yeah.
It's not moral.
And another group I would put in the responsibility chain there are the companies that can help, right? Like, for example, these drug companies who make the medication, and sometimes it is expensive, have programs where they give away millions mm-hmm. and millions of dollars to help people in need. And so that's part of the equation as well. And I would say that, like, yes, can you find people? And this is what's the problem with politics in many ways is, you know, you find the one person who gives you that personalized story that moves people emotionally. And that's how people make these ads. And you know what? I'm not even going to have a problem with any of the stuff that he said or take it all as fact, because I don't know. This is the specific situation. But there are situations, right, that can be really taxing and terrible on families. Sometimes people can't pay for those things. But those are limited circumstances that can be dealt with completely differently. You don't need to rework the entire healthcare industry to help people
right.
in the
That's
most
right.
impossible situation
yeah. Randy
possible.
Randy Bryce's mom can right. be like, can be helped without rearranging our entire healthcare system.
Yeah. And you know, by the way, he said the system is incredibly flawed. What system is he talking about? The system in place right now is Obamacare.
Right.
The thing that the uh-huh. Democrats pushed for. So if it's horribly flawed, it's not Paul Ryan's fault. He voted against that. And I'm not a huge fan of Paul Ryan or, by the way, this the Republican healthcare solution. I don't think it's – I mean, it's just basically Obamacare light, you know, in almost every way.
And we don't even know what their new thing is because they've
that's
not
the Senate.
Shared it with
Yeah,
the
Senate has even – we don't even know what it's going to be. What we do know, I think, without a doubt – is it's going to be to the left of what the House did.
I would think
There's
so.
No way yeah. they're going to get more conservative
right.
than what the House got. If anything, they're going to wind up expanding the amount of money that goes to people. They're going to expand the amount of things. They're going to get rid of some of the exclusions, so I'm kind of saying a double negative there. But they're going to do that. They're going to go through and make it closer to what we have now, because they're going to say, well, there's 20 million people who lost their health insurance, according to the CBO, because of this new health care plan, which is, you know, again, we can go over why that's not going to be true or why that's kind of a BS estimate. But still, somebody might lose their health insurance. I think there's a good chance that some people will lose their health insurance. I think there's a lot of people that could be paying for their health insurance themselves that get money from the government that won't after this. And that's kind of the point of it, right? Because it costs too much and it's not working. People are pulling, they can't make their money back. There's all sorts of problems with Obamacare. But what they're going to find is you're going to find it instead of, if it's 20 million people now, they're saying they're going to do everything they can to make that CBO score get a lot lower. It might be 6 million. You know, they're going to bring it as far back to Obamacare and act like Obamacare is the only acceptable standard when it's been something that's been in place for what, 5 years, 6 years. I mean, we act as if there was no history before 2008. You know, there was. In 2009 and 2010, when this was going through, the Republicans never would have proposed or even accepted what the Republicans are now proposing. They never would have accepted it. But now we have Obamacare, and we, for some reason, allow the debate to be Obamacare or this, instead of a real plethora of options. We could go in a bunch of different directions. We've talked about them on the air. We talked about them before we went through Obamacare. There were better examples then of what we could do. Instead, now we're kind of just stuck in this thing because, you know, a big part of this is the President of the United States does not care what it is. He doesn't care.
All he
just
wants is his name on it.
Not Obamacare. We repealed Obamacare.
Trump care.
It was, we told you mm-hmm. we were going to do it, and we did it. That's all he cares about. He doesn't care what's in the policy. And, you know, the Republicans are just, you know, obviously incompetent and trying to put together this package that they can't please everybody. And so it's really been been ugly. I mean, at this point, I have such low expectations. If this thing passes, you know, we'll save a little bit of tax money. Maybe you can put that through, you know, for something you actually need in your house. And you know, what are you going to do? I mean, it's going to be better. Hopefully it's better than Obamacare. But I mean, if you throw your hands up, it's not a real solution.